Okay.
I'm good with that.
I'm all right with that. Radio Valencia, Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, 8 to 10. John Hell here with Asterisk, hanging out in the studio. Daniel Haver. That was good. Woo.
Was it?
That was all right. Try it again.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
His name's Gina Shack. My name's Jeremy.
All right, that was The Delinquents right here on this 7-inch from 1973. Do You Have a Job for a Girl Like Me? Was that a Farfisa going on?
Yeah.
Sound like a Farfisa.
Yep.
I love that.
Texas new wave band.
Yeah.
They have a full-length LP called Alien Beach Party.
Okay.
Which is actually, I think, the A side of this record.
And then from 1963, Bunker Hill featuring Link Wray on guitar, The Girl Can't Dance.
On Mala, Styrene.
Get in there.
Ooh, I'm far.
There you go. What'd you say? What's the label?
It's on Mala.
Mala.
Styrene.
Okay.
It's Fragile. It's my baby.
Oh, nice.
It's the baby of my collection.
We got a real good loud one in there, too. Alan Page, or She's the One That's Got It. No, actually, no. That was the Bunker Hill. It was really loud. Oh, man. That was crazy, actually. Now that you're right. That was like a preacher.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
The Bunker Hill, The Girl Can't Dance. That's with a young Link Wray in there on guitar. Before that, Alan Page from 1958, She's the One That's Got It.
On Moon Records, Cordell Jackson's... Yeah. Rival label to Sun.
Wah, wah.
Started
out with the Cramps off of A Date with Elvis. Corn-Fed Dames, ladies and gentlemen. John Hell, Hell's Kitchen Radio Monday nights. Feeling it right here with Daniel and Katrina hanging out, playing music.
Say hi, Katrina.
Say hi.
Hi, Katrina.
Oh,
yay.
Yes. She has a good voice for radio.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You could do it. Could you host a show? Do you think you could do something?
I don't think
Katrina's Jukebox or something?
I don't think so.
No? You're like, no.
Too unorganized for her.
Where did I put that needle?
Where's the schedule? What's the schedule? I need to know what I'm playing.
Oh, really? Would you have to plan? You couldn't just have a box of records and start playing them?
I could... probably do it.
She would have a clock.
It could probably do it.
She would have a clock going by the second.
Really?
Just have it, a sheet printed out, and it's like at 4:38.
I would build a spreadsheet.
4:38:24. This record goes on.
Okay.
And at.
I've had a lot of DJs over the years that do that. I used to sit with this guy before he was general manager of KFJC, will go nameless. But he used to sit there. I'd watch him at like the station meetings, and he'd be writing out every song and all the timing of it, looking at like cringe. Like, what are you? Like, why? What are you doing? But you know, whatever. He's an artist, sure, whatever. I come from the school that I bring a lot of music with me, just a lot, mostly of what I've been listening to for the past week. That just is in my brain, and then I bring music that I think will complement that. And then I just play a song, and I go, what feels right next? What should go after this one? As we kind of did in that sex, you want to do another like rockabilly thing? Let's do that. I'm like, yes, that's the mood tonight. There we are.
I think you have your new rock fight partner.
Oh, well, that could happen.
It could happen.
It's a live bootleg thing. So Katrina and I are both friends of the dearly departed Rotten Ronnie Donovan. And people call him Ron Don, but he's Rotten Ronnie to me. And we used to do Rock Fight twice a year. It was a 6-hour live bootleg battle because Ron and I collect bootlegs. And he would always show up late and then proceed eventually to get drunk and pass out. But while he was awake and going, he did some mighty fine sets, I have to say.
We called him fucking Ron Donovan.
Fucking Ron Donovan. FFRD. Like that, too.
Yeah, right? Fucking Ron Donovan.
Ron Donovan.
Yeah.
The look and everything.
Yeah, it was the head shake, the whole thing.
Ron. Yeah, everybody who knew Ron, that was how he is. But we loved Ron.
So much.
Loved Ron. We miss Ron. But actually, John Carr really is my next Rock Fight partner because John also has a very large live bootleg collection.
Oh.
And most of it's the own stuff that he records.
Yeah. He has an iPod that he carries around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. We've shared. We have terabytes that were like, okay, I don't have that one. You take that one. I need this one. You take
He's
that one.
He's going to bring his iPod in, taped up.
Yeah, taped up. Oh. Hey, my fifth generation iPod still works just fine.
Yeah, he was... The other day, he was like, you want to play some music? Not the other day. This was weeks ago when we were working upstairs at the On Broadway. He was like, oh, you want to play some music? Just put something on while we're like painting or whatever. And I just looked at it and I was like, I haven't used this in like 15 years since I was like 7 years old.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
What is this? I forgot how to use it. That's how,
With it's the like, dial, right?
Yeah.
The old,
it's not like it's before my time. It's just I haven't seen it in so long. It's
I remember clearly when I bought mine. It was like 2008, and I had just gotten back from Baltimore. Actually, I was really excited because I'm like, I'm going to go buy that fifth generation iPod that's like 64 gigs. I'm so excited to get it. I remember I got it. I'm like, it's the greatest thing ever. Like, I was so excited about it. And then my daughter, who I think she was probably 10, so this is like 2014 or something like that, and I got her an iPod, not the Nano, but the next size up, and I just loaded it with music. You know, just loaded that thing. And I gave her every Beatles album, which was a mistake. Because I just gave it, I should have done one at a time, starting with the first album, and said, you have to sit with that for like a month or two, and then I'll give you the second album. And so she had, you know, she got it all. Talk about a Nepo baby for music. But to this day, she is like, I still have that iPod. Do you use it? No. Like, well, at least you have it. I don't know where this started. Ron Donovan and, John Carr. So he's going to be my next Rock Fight partner. But we can do the 7-inch battles. That's easy. Okay. I have tons of 7-inches as well.
We'll plan it.
All right.
I'll flyer for it.
Would you?
I would.
All right. We could do that, too. I'll do that.
We'll wheat paste. We'll do it.
We'll wheat paste for 7 inches?
We'll wheat paste this battle.
Yeah.
All the flyers up.
So let's do some Radio Valencia wheat pasting around town and see how much trouble we get into, because Pirate Cat didn't when we did it for them. You guys did some, didn't you, for the map?
Maybe.
No.
I mean, not people you know. Whatever. Like, the cops don't listen to my show. Whatever. Dude. People you know did something. Know. People you know. People who know. People who you know.
Yeah,
they did something.
People trying to take credit.
Yeah. You know. What's up with that shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Okay.
Some weird obsessed people.
Don't worry.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, like, can we play music? People don't want to listen to this.
Hi, Mom.
All right.
One more time.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. I'm making stuff up about your son tonight, by the way. You're gonna play. How about some Mummers? great Peninsula band. All true. Your mom's like, I already know my son.
And hi, Amanda. That's right.
Never Been Caught off of Telstar Records. Well, am I getting you in trouble?
Huh?
What?
No.
I
just love my mom.
Oh, she's
and my sister.
Oh,
and sometimes my dad.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Your dad gives you rides.
My dad does give me rides. My dad's actually a help at the MAB too.
You better.
He should.
That,
He should have a title.
He's a race car driver.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to talk about that in the next break. Let's get some music in from the Mummies off of Never Been Caught on Telstar Records and Tapes.
How much I can say.
Your ass is next in line. Radio Valencia.
a chance to be with you. No, you're always going round in your little clique. You ain't got time for me.
Walking down on Rand Paul Street. I I'm just going to get as drunk as I can be.
Why not?
Yeah.
Right, you're on Radio Valencia. Some music there from Big Joe Williams. Off a wonderful Arhuli release there. Big Joe Williams and his 9-string guitar. Heard some Slappy Drunk Blues. Tough Times, the name of the LP. Wow, hot damn, Big Joe. Just before that, would it be worth it? Daniel, tell us all about the Hands of Time.
I don't know anything about him except that it's one of 3 good records on the Pacific Avenue label out of Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, yeah.
And do your research on Omaha, Nebraska records. There okay. are a handful of good ones.
Wait, so that's the label?
Pacific
Omaha.
Avenue?
Pacific Avenue, but out of Omaha.
Out of Omaha, Nebraska.
Right on.
The Hands of Time. Good luck. Good luck finding that
Okay,
one.
You got it. For that, I took some music from Sun Ra off of the Batman and Robin LP. Batman and Robin Over the Rooftop. Started off the set there with some Mummies from their Never Been Caught record. Your ass is next in line.
Your ass is next in line.
That's right. Here on Radio Valencia, John Hell. What are you calling yourself? Like, I'll let you go.
And
go. First thing you think of, go. No, faster, go.
Vile Cheapness.
There it is, Vile Cheapness. Oh, that's good.
That's my Venmo.
Vile Cheapness?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, go ahead and Venmo him something. Vile yeah. Cheapness right here. On
And don't try to dispute whatever you send me like an unnamed person did for the dog show. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sorry. Once it's paid for, it's paid for.
I could be mean. Yeah, I got yeah. your name.
Yeah. Do you guys have to put up like those disclaimers on the wall? Even if you don't like the show, you don't get your money back?
I don't know. Oh, we should. Good should. Idea.
At least for the ticket, when you sell the tickets. Sorry if you don't like it. Too bad you're here. That's how it is.
Too bad
That's
you're
That's it.
Yeah. We just put up a sign, too yeah. bad you're here.
Too bad you're here.
With the incorrect too and the incorrect your. T-O.
Don't even put a comma in there. Just leave yeah. it. Leave it the way it is.
And like the R's backwards.
Oh, I like that.
I like it.
I'm a serial comma user. I don't know about you.
Me too.
I just want
Me
to
Me too.
You know.
I do a lot of run-on sentences. Ooh, even if commas. They're not grammatically correct. I'll put 3 commas in a sentence.
Wait, hold on. Katrina has something to say about commas. Go and grammar.
I just want to know if you use that for a pause. Like, is it indicate yeah. a pause because
yeah.
of the conversation
it
in
will,
your head?
For okay. sure. Absolutely. That's yeah. the Harvard comma.
That's well.
Or the Oxford comma. Sorry, the Oxford comma is the pause.
Yeah.
I am all about it.
Or the occasional dot, 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 you know. Out of
I heard that was for us oldie people.
Really? You know, yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I do it because it's kind of like, wait for it.
My
But that's an old person thing.
Really?
Yes.
So
I don't mind.
At my job, my boss, Vicky, I love Vicky, right? She was amazing. And she always used to send text messages with the quote, old people, dot, dot, dot. And I used to be so scared because Vicky's one of those people where she's so nice, you don't want to make her mad, but she always texted like she was mad. And, you know, she's my boss, too, so I don't want to fuck anything up, right?
Okay.
She's just like, when will you be in on Wednesday, dot, dot, dot. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know, Vicky. And so... But then I'd come in and she's like, hi, Daniel. You know, I was like, hi, Vicky.
But then again.
Then again.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
I'll do a dot, dot, dot. That's, but it is out of frustration.
Sure. Do you have your sign off, your salutation on your emails? Is it thank you?
I do a thank you with an okay. exclamation point.
Oh, exclamation point user.
Yeah. So people wow. know that I'm very happy.
That's good.
Enthusiastic.
Yeah. Enthusiastic to
sign people. Off.
But I, you know, if I have to, I've been had to be rude in emails lately at work. And so I don't, let me check how I sign those That's off okay. actually. But I think it's just like, thanks.
Sure.
I think. Let me look.
Katrina, how do you sign off your emails? This is the most exciting radio show I've done in years.
Yep.
XOXO.
XOXO for all XO, your emails.
XO. No. A subset.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Professionally?
Kind regards.
Kind regards. I do all the best.
I didn't even sign this off with
that
anything.
Works. That because works. It could be the best what? I don't yeah. really know. But all of it. Whatever it's going to be.
I'm checking my fucking...
best user right now.
I'm checking my fucking work emails.
Why don't you do that? All right, you're tuning into a shit show tonight on Radio Valencia. We are really off the rails.
I didn't even really sign care. Off on this one.
This
what
is
am
just
I
delightful.
Doing?
This is Daniel.
What?
Read your emails to us. No, I'm kidding. But you know, when we started Radio Valencia, one of the guys I started the radio station with, named Rybrad, he coded a script that would read the Casual Encounters ads from Craigslist on the radio. And so overnight, when we didn't have our slots filled yet, that's all it would do, would be constantly reading the next Casual Encounters ad. And if you don't know what Casual Encounters is, I'm really sad for you. Go on the Time Machine, the Wayback Machine on
Personals?
On Wiki, on the whatever.
Is that what Time Machine is?
Yeah, but they were really adult.
Yeah.
And so I would just read them.
There's a book on personal ads, but only from bikers back in the 70s. And it's like, I want you to ride my handlebars and stuff like that.
was that a euphemism?
Yeah. Yeah, like a handlebar mustache, handlebar, you know.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's dirty. It's dirty.
Dirty. Wait, I want to see. There's got to be.
Let me see if I can find what that book.
Well, that's
is.
Why I'm saying, like, the time. You know, what is it? Not what's the Time Machine?
The Wayback Machine.
Yeah, thank you. The Wayback Machine.
Steve Carmine, shout out Steve, on the radio.
The Wayback Machine is. Yeah, I mean, if you want to go see what, like, any of the casual. Now I want to, like, look at them because they were so hilarious. You can go and find these all online. And, yeah, the Internet Archive, that's what it's all about. And we used to read those. I mean, again, just all night long. So, you know, why not? Good read. And we also read a series of emails from somebody that we really didn't like that would send all these emails. And they were so dumb. They were hilarious. And we'd have those read all night, too, just in a loop. Hey, we had to fill programming. Uh-oh, there's a warning coming right now. All right, we're going to get back to the music. The Reverend Scott H. Byram, the dirty old one-man band. Don't forget to add the H, Scott H. Byram. When he comes into town, go and see him. He put a record out, kind of a greatest hits kind of thing. Wake up, sinners. It's the Sold Out to the Devil collection of gospel cuts of the Right Reverend Scott H. Byram. We're going to hear the track John the Revelator right now, Radio Valencia.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Tell me who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
He wrote the book of the seven seals. You know, God walked out in the cool of the day. He called Adam by his name. Yeah, but he refused to answer because he's naked and ashamed. Lord, tell me who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Oh,
the lion, he redeemed and he bought it in his blood.
Oh, who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Oh,
You got me. You got me. You got me. You got me. You got me.
some X there for Katrina, because she loves them. Yeah, I know. That's why we play them, because you like X off a Wild Gift from 1981. What a great year for music. Mexican Radio, just before that, some Wall of Voodoo off of the 82 release, their Call of the West. Some Theoretical Girls. Daniel, tell us about them.
Glenn Branca's first record.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Do you know who's playing with them on there? I mean, I don't know. What, you handed me the cover.
Don't
worry about it now. You had to have it ready.
Let me consult a sheet of paper.
Let me stall. Let me just stall for time. Daniel Haver from the Fab Mab is here. Katrina's here. John Hell's here. We're just hanging out. Hell's Kitchen Radio Monday. Oh, my God. We only have like 13 minutes. What happened to the time?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Coming up top of the hour, Beyond All Limits with DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet. Going until midnight tonight, so stick around and have fun. All right, do we know who's on that Glenn Branca Theoretical Girls release?
No, but they thank East Germany, Jews for Jesus, Puerto Rico, Texacoco,
the Mormons,
Scientology.
Oh, very good. All the right people.
Yeah,
that's good. Fred Trump.
Yeah,
their landlord.
Yeah.
This is pre Thurston Morley Ronaldo era Branca. Right, because it's 78.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Really. I think, and then he has that, what's that, gosh, I'm blanking. That album, what is it called? Like 4/4 or something like that.
Yeah, with all the guitars.
Yeah. Or like Lesson One. I forget.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
So I think this predates all of that. And this record was a puzzle for me to find because I just found the cover randomly at Groove Merchant in a box. And so I was like, can I buy this? And they were like, okay.
Well, it's
and
for
then
sale.
I had to find the 45 itself without the cover. So I matched it.
Sure.
I've been after this for years.
You're thinking Lesson One, right? From 1980?
Is that Lesson One?
Yeah,
is
Lesson One.
Is that is what it's called?
Right, yeah. It's an EP. It's not a full length.
Yeah.
Right, and then he did the Ascension and all the symphony with the guitars and all that, right?
But this is the first.
It's good. Theoretical Girls started off the set with their Scott H. Byram, the dirty old one-man band. Sold Out to the Devil from 2019. We heard John the Relevator. And I'm John the Hell, going till 10 o'clock. Just a few more minutes left. We're going through Daniel's 45 collection, which has really been nice. And other things.
Woo!
Other things. That's what we do here. Back next week, maybe I'll do a tribute to Country Joe, because he just passed away. And I got you, John. Country Joe was one of the last shows I saw just before COVID. I saw like three shows. Well, I saw Hamilton for some reason, and then I saw, because my family said, you got to come. And I'm like, but you don't understand. I actually teach government and history, and I know this is not true. But okay, fine, I'll sit through it. I saw Dweezil Zappa doing Hot Rats. I saw the Melvins, and I saw Country Joe. That was like the last shows, like February, March of, what year was that, 2020?
2020, yeah.
There it is. Oh, by the way, the 13th is coming up, six-year anniversary of all of us being sent home, because I'm a teacher.
That's right.
I closed the schools on the 13th of March, and we're like, it'll go through spring break.
Yep, I was a junior when that happened.
Dang. Oh, yeah, my daughter was a sophomore.
Yeah.
So I, like, lost all that time. I did enjoy being done at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and just kind of going and walk around my neighborhood.
I went to Goodwill a lot during online school. All the teachers from that era know that. That's. And then what was funny is I was actually a TA. Now I'm thinking about COVID. I was a TA for an art class, and literally what that was is check in. And I was like, hey, I'm here. I didn't have to do any TA anything. And then lunch.
That's it.
So I used to have like 2 hours.
Sure.
And then I'd have to go back to class
online.
But I would go down to Goodwill on Mission Street.
Yeah. Well, which one? The one on your Ocean? Mission and Ocean?
Yep. I would go there like every other day.
Yeah.
And I would figure out the schedule of when they'd put records out.
Sure.
And I used to bring a backpack.
Oh, wow.
I took a lot of records.
Damn. There it is. Were any of them worth it, though? They're Goodwill records.
No, yeah. I mean, I would get like good records in really fucked up condition. I didn't want to pay $4.99 for.
Oh yeah.
You know, like Abraxas and with the poster, and I kept the poster, but the record was, you know, maybe two tracks were audible,
right,
and stuff like that. It wouldn't have sold.
No,
I did him a favor.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
you're really giving back to the earth.
And I went there
Appreciate
so much.
You.
Well, it probably, I think I threw it out. Anyways, I kept the poster though.
All right.
But
thank you. The PSA there from Daniel of the MAB, just to say
it's okay to steal from Goodwill.
There it is, right here on Radio Valencia. I'll be back next week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you, Katrina. Thank you, Daniel. Mm-hmm. We're going to have you guys back again because you should just come hang out. And let's see, we're going to leave you with a few things. But we're going to start with James Brown. Tell us about it real quick.
Off James King Brown. Records. If you liked Bunker Hill, you'll like this James Brown track.
James Brown. It's King era with still, you know, having the famous flames under it. If you've been listening to my show over the years, you've heard my stories about James Brown and me interviewing him. What a fun time. You don't talk about women, prison, or drugs. Right here on Radio Valencia.
The man, soul brother number one, James Brown.
I see them blue. for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah.
Memories like the corners of my mind. Misty watercolor memories of the way we were. Memories may be beautiful and yet what's too painful to remember? We choose simply to forget.
State my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every byway. Oh, and more, much more than this.